in other words, are receiving your quickening. So you want to remember that the Christ energies that are at our heart are blooming, they're awakening, they're igniting. So all of the address, in other words, all of our chakra system, all the kundalini, all this, is really dependent on heart satisfaction. In other words, it all stems from the awakening of the heart and the awakening of our benevolence, our magnificence. Now, the important thing is we tend to tremble in terms of adorning ourselves. In other words, a lot of us, we have the awakened heart, we've been the ministers, we've been the high priestess, we've done it all. But because of our slumbering, in other words, because of our point of focus, what we decided to master in this incarnation, where we still tremble is coming into our own soul's satisfaction. So in other words, to allow ourselves that full administration. So all that love, all that offering, all that clear visioning that we have for another at Eclipse pace, like immediately, we want to start just imagining you're on a turnstile, imagining you're on a merry-go-round where things sort of turn around. So what we're doing is coming into our own love's refinement. In other words, exalting ourselves to higher placement. So when I'm receiving everyone, we actually are all like in some kind of teaching where we're being taught, and it's the Council of 12, we're being taught like our soul's journey. And so the more that we understand that like equals like, in other words, as we remember grace, as we remember, I think of the daily message, as we remember higher truth, higher evolved status. Now, a higher evolved status is who we are already outside of form, outside of this lower administration. So what we're doing is choosing with delight. We're choosing sacred memory. We're choosing sacred privilege. We're choosing sacred integration. Now, the word integration was the pinnacle of success. And I have Serapis Bay, is that his name? I see him monitoring. So what we're doing is receiving our triumph. In other words, it's sort of like those horses on the merry-go-round when the horse just takes off and leaves his little post. So we want to receive ourselves in holy matrimony. In other words, to allow ourselves lift off, to allow ourselves eternal circulation. So returning to who we are in our very essence, in our very soul, the merging of the soul and the spirit, coming to greater claim of that mystical marriage. So in other words, the balancing of the divine feminine, the divine masculine, because it's only when we permit that oneness, that balance of concentrated claim, that we allow that divine charge, that divine essence to flow through us as us. So this is the stirring. This is why we came. So we're waking up from our sleep chamber. So just imagine, you know, you just had a nap and you wake up a little groggy and it's like, what day is this? Where am I? Who am I? That sort of thing. So we're staking our claim. Now, staking our claim is really just identifying with our holy remembrance, allowing ourselves that rightful posturing. So the ego, again, has its own source of misery. It has its own source of display, has its own agenda. But we're moving into that offering of clear visioning, of clear uniting. So the more that we understand, this was planned all along. So imagine like reaching into a lunch basket and it's like, oh, we have some grapes, whatever. And it's like they were there all along, waiting for your stirring. So waiting for your stirring is waiting for your true memory, your true dedication. So this is where, I just got confirmation from the guides again. So this is where we are dedicating ourselves to true life, to true remembrance, to true entitlement. So now that entitlement is an energetic offering. So when I said entitlement, it was like a whoosh and a downfall, like a downfall. So in other words, like just imagine a waterfall increasing our relevance, increasing our perspective, increasing our orchestration. So allow yourself to feel that light, allow yourself to feel that gift of expanded investment, because we're investing ourselves in our true recall, in our true honoring, in our true like they're saying confinement, but it's of the highest nature, of the highest recognition. So as we will recognize ourselves in our true status, our true status is beyond mind, beyond form, in liftoff readiness. So again, receiving that golden light, receiving the chariots of complete understanding. So again, what we're doing is we're receiving the truth of self. It's not like something new, it's our entitlement. It's our entitlement, because as we're creating with grace, as we're creating with joy, we're waking up the masses. We can't wake them up if we're on the same bench. So we're leaving ourselves a past limiting function, limiting allowance. So just think of this as your boundaries, your limitations. This is how far I let myself go. This is how far I'll let myself believe. So these are the old limiting beliefs. You got to work, you got to really steal, you got to push someone aside to get anywhere. Whatever it is that is keeping you from your joy, there are these old beliefs that to be in strength means ego, to be in strength means someone's going to lose, to be in strength means I'm gonna whatever it is. So we're allowing that pull of our complete residence. Now when I'm saying this, that third eye just, oh my gosh, just like popped open, popped open for all the world to see. Remember, it's not what the world sees, it's what we're permitting to see in the world, what we're permitting to understand is our source of revenue. So remember, our source of revenue is our current lifestyle. It's like they're going cha-ching. So it's in the financial revenue, it's in the spiritual revenue, it's in the health revenue, it's in the relationship revenue, it's in the peace and the joy. So it's that spiritual understanding. And I just have just imagine someone unfolding a picnic blanket, tablecloth, something where we're unfolding. So this is what we're enjoying. We're unfolding to our true delight, to our true entitlement, to our true recognition, because these energies are taking birth, they're taking hold, they're introducing ourselves to new placement. So remember, what we receive in our life is what we have asserted is due us. So if we think we're separate, if we think we're joining hands with slumbering, if we're joining hands with old admissions, we're going to leave a lot of the party behind. We're going to leave our power behind. We're going to default to the lowest common denominator. So what we're doing is choosing, remember the waterfall, it became an avalanche. An avalanche is mighty strong, very, very strong waters, very, the force of the increase. So allow that avalanche, allow that stirring, allow that insertion to increase your desire for truth, for holy establishment, for heaven on earth. Everything we experience is out of the belief of the truth of self. And what we're increasing is our endowment, our very understanding of who we are, the reason for our birth, the reason for our, they're saying our indicator. We all register in frequency. And so just imagine our guides, you know, just sort of like if you're moving the bar ever so slightly and you're helping someone, whatever it is, but it's sort of like a little bit, they can manage a little bit. So this is where we're sliding into our new tomorrow, because remember that increase in leverage, that increase in emphasis, that increase in that frequency evolvement. Remember, just a little movement at the point of like a triangle, and the width of that triangle, I know there are better words, someone will give it to me later, is going to exponentially increase. So in English, a little bit of movement goes a long way, because we're moving into our new life cycle. That's what this whole eclipse has been about, is permitting ourselves new engagement. New engagement, receiving ourselves in new display. So what we receive in the outer is in recognition of our inner pulsation, what we're aspiring to, what we're opening to, what we're greeting in our new tomorrow of arrival. So as we will receive these gifts of true exposure, so true exposure is when they say like, come let us adorn you, it's like, come let me understand my true admission, my true self, my true holiness, my true evolved lifestyle. So remember, this energy is stirring our new tomorrow. It's changing our timeline, because we're changing our point of assertion. We're changing where we find our placement. We're moving that bar. We're moving our spacing. Could imagine a board game just moving us to the next block. If you get really fancy, you play chutes and ladders, and you're just sliding on up. Whatever feels comfortable, whatever feels natural. I have someone that's like sunbathing, and you're receiving the energy of the sun, and that's bringing forth your power, bringing forth your victory. So remember, what comes through our higher awareness is from our higher self. Someone had like something with sunflowers. I mean, it was just there. They didn't try to make it there. It's just there. So respond to your own glory. Someone else has jewels. Like they've opened to a crystal cave, and the jewels represent their soul. It represents the achievement of their soul. So use all of these affordabilities to declare your freedom, your sovereignty, your pulsation of new tomorrow. Let us receive in heavenly bliss. So in other words, easy. I've got a wedding cake. So again, this is the mystical marriage, coming upon ourselves, coming to experience ourselves in wholeness and truth, in like stirring. Allow the energies to descend. So sometimes we're like, I don't know what to do next. We actually do, but we shoo it away because we just don't know where to place it. So now that we've opened up our permission and allow ourselves full reach, full restoration, we're going to find that those impulses, those visions, those feelings are going to have a nudge. It's sort of like, okay, you can stay a while. Let me just kind of brew with that. Let it percolate. Let it percolate. So this is where we find that place of commonality. So in other words, instead of pushing, instead of forcing, instead of like having boomerang rejection, because it's like, oh, too much too soon. That percolating is sort of like having that commonality. In other words, allow that energy to mature, allow it to bring you new fruit, allow it to advance, allow it to be comfortable to be seen by our new tomorrow. In other words, our consciousness. Remember stretching our imagination, stretching that bar, increasing our velocity, moving into the new timeline with ease, as we will vision, as we will receive, as we will allow, as we will self-endorse. So there's this six-pointed star that is above our crown chakra or soul star chakra. So just imagine a star of brilliant light bringing us this new availability. And remember, as we receive, as we will allow, as we will self-endorse, the Shami, like the Book of Life, it's like we're opening up, and I've got all this light language kind of, coming off the pages of this book, we're opening up our soul retrieval. So now feel that energy coinciding with your heart chakra. So you're making way for the light, you're making an opening, a space. So all that your soul knows is received and integrated with your heart. Let us receive with eternal grace, eternal memory, eternal thanksgiving. So it is.